WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board has mapped out its timeline to make changes to school boundaries when the district's third intermediate school opens in the fall of 2017 and a third middle school opens in the fall of 2018. The board agreed to decide after two community forums whether boundaries will change for only 5th through 8th grades or extend boundary changes to include the district's two main high schools. Board Vice President Jeff Harris was among those wondering when the population at College Station High School would reach its capacity.
It's going to be difficult for me at this point where I sit today with the information that I have, which is very little, about specifically phase two of CSHS, to say that it's a good idea to go to the voters and ask for that money when we have a lot of spare capacity elsewhere in our district.
The forums will be held during the first half of April. Then on April 19th, the board will announce who will serve on the Boundary Adjustment Committee and set rules on what the committee can consider. The Bryan City Council is still considering whether to spend more than $1 million to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex.
The council unanimously voted to postpone action to give city staff time to figure out a way to pay for the unbudgeted expense. That's after Mayor Jason Bayinski voiced his opposition.
I would like to rebid it. And find a cheaper way to do it, but find some cost-saving measures. But so more can go into those fields. But for $1.4 million, almost $1.4 million just seems crazy for design work and master plans.
Consultant Charles Burdett pitched how much the city would receive from his firm.
You're also getting operations and maintenance budget. You're also going to get revenue projections. If this was designed to be a tournament play facility where you brought in tournaments from all across the state. And somebody mentioned Mumford and, of course, Franklin earlier. The goal is to stop that leakage from leaving this community and leaving Bryan College Station altogether.
Before taking up the BRAC expansion, the council unanimously approved $335,000, also unbudgeted, for improvements at Travis Field, which is used by local Little Leagues and the Brazos Valley Bombers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone interested in the future of public transportation in Brazos County is invited to participate in a study involving the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The Transit District hired the local Metropolitan Planning Organization to administer the study. Consultants are hosting two open houses on Thursday. The first is on campus at the Memorial Student Center from 1 until 4. That's followed by an open house from 5:30 until 7 in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage. You can also submit opinions online. More information about their survey and social media is on our website at WTAW.com. Brazos County Commissioners have delayed action on a request to ban semis and large trucks from cutting through two residential subdivisions south of College Station. County Judge Dwayne Peters told those living in Nantucket the county could put up signs along a portion of Nantucket Drive and all of Harpers Ferry Road, but the county might not have the authority to enforce the ban. Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the affected area, says he's meeting with College Station officials today about extending two more streets as additional access in and out of Indian Lakes. In a related item, commissioners approved plans for the final plat of future homes to be built in Indian Lakes, which County Judge Dwayne Peters said could not be conditioned on more streets in and out of that development. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6 at 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take command of your lawn with a new Kubota Commander zero-turn mower. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 and zero down, 0% APR with long-term financing. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. It'll be breezy. Temperatures today anywhere from 75 to 80. Towards evening, there could be a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Breezy tonight, 50 to 55. Cooler and drier weather starts to move in tomorrow. We'll have developing sunshine. It'll be breezy, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, 45. Sunshine's in the forecast Friday. Highs Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M baseball running their record to 19-2 after they pretty much thrashed A&M Corpus Christi. Aggie football returns to action after the boys had spring break. Both golf teams finished in the top five, or one is still playing, actually. We'll get that caught up with A&M golf. New coach in Navasota. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
And a 12-year-old girl in Florida, in big trouble after pinching a boy at school. I know. Brianna Evans allegedly pinched a boy at the Millwee Middle School as a joke. Pinched him on the butt. But the boy reportedly told his mom, who then reported the incident to authorities.
Let me guess, it was St. Patrick's Day, and he didn't have on green.
Brianna claims pinching is a game that many students play, really just to get a reaction. But the victim's mother is now prosecuting.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
And Brianna has been suspended and arrested. She's
what?
12. She's 12.
They perp-walked a 12-year-old kid.
Wow.
Charges will be dismissed once she completes a diversion program.
Oh, my.
I mean, they have, like, crazy criminals in Florida, and yeah, they're more worried about the 12-year-old yeah, who pinched someone.
Yeah. This includes now community service, classes, and other requirements.
Diversion should be her playing softball or something, for heaven's sake.
Brianna's father says he's sorry for what his daughter did.
See, that's the problem. I
mean, get this. He also thinks people are overreacting. What
yeah,
are the
there you go.
That's the problem. At what point does Dad stand up and go, shut up?
Yeah.
Just all of you shut up.
A kid cannot be a kid anymore. Oh.
I'm going to have to make Will Rogers punch a nun.
Information.
And, well, once again, and the school, I guess, has to follow through because one person got upset.
That mom. Helicopter mom.
Cartwheeling into the ocean we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's not even helicopter. That's like fighter jet one.
Yeah.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. It is Wednesday. It is March the 23rd. This is day 83. We got 283 to go. As we told you yesterday, today is OK Day. It's OK. 177 years ago today, the Boston Morning Post printed the first OK. And as they said, rather interesting that it was just a misspelling of all correct or all correct. So it was okay. It's also National Chip and Dip Day.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love chip and dip.
One without the other is not nearly as much fun as both of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed.
But you need to add the dip. It shouldn't be part of the flavor of the chip, as they try to do now.
Agreed.
It's Melba Toast Day.
Oh, I kind of like Melba Toast.
See, and but, but now, plain or do you put stuff on it?
Sometimes I can just nibble on it plain.
Well, that's what I mean. I think... It's a lot of trouble to go and, you know, get something to put on it. But,
right,
yeah, you just kind of,
yeah,
it's a low calorie and kind of, you know, crunchy and, you know.
Okay. Crunchy, yeah. I'm a big crunchy fan.
It's near miss. it's near miss day, which I guess is good, depending on what it happened to be that might hit you. It's the tamale day, all right. National Puppy Day.
Oh,
yes, I was waiting for it all morning.
One day. Which is interesting because when you compare puppies to what they grow up to be and baby humans compared to what they grow up to be, puppies win a whole lot more often.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, even the worstest dog, you know. Anyhow, so there you go. Look at a picture of a puppy today. It's World Meteorological Day. Okay. It's the full moon we're seeing out there. This would be the full worm moon.
Oh, we got to go look for a comet.
Why?
Remember we talked about it yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, that's the way. Okay, we'll go look here.
Have to go look in the south sky.
All right, I'm going to go punch up Sean Hannity and go look in the south and see. Did you know about that, Chelsea? We're having another close for the second day in a row. We have a near miss of a comet.
We're all going to
die.
Oh
no! Well, good thing it's near miss day.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Had it not been. All right. Birthdays.
Country singer Brett Eldridge is 30 today. Perez Hilton turns 38. Mario Lavandria Jr. That's his real name. Michelle Monaghan is 40 from True Detectives. Carrie Russell's 40 from The Americans. She was also in one of the original Mouseketeers in the reboot. Not the Annette Funicello version, obviously.
Right.
Jason Kidd is 43, former NBA player. Now he's coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Maren Hinkle is 50. That's John Cryer's vindictive ex, Judith, on 2 and a Half Men. Richard Grieco is 51. Hope Davis, 52. Jack Nicholson's daughter and about Schmidt. Catherine Kenner is 57. Amanda Plummer is 59 from Pulp Fiction. Shaka Khan, say it twice, you have to. She's 63. And Rick Ocasek from The Cars is 67.
Wow, that's he's been around a while. Yeah, Richard Gierko?
Grieco.
Who is he?
Or Greco.
Yeah.
Dark-haired, has played bit parts and stuff. Mm.
So a no one.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hang on just a second.
Oh, sure. Okay, fine. Did you know that Stephon Curry is married to a model? I didn't know that. Aisha Curry?
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Their daughter, Riley, the one who was made famous in all the press conferences last year, she started modeling as like a 3-year-old this year.
All right, there
year.
We go. This is like the Beckhams all over again.
21 Jump Street, by the way.
Oh, okay. Got all that going on. All right. Jason Kidd, you say him?
Yes.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
I'm trying to run down the hall so I can look at the comment. All right, 618.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Yesterday morning, as Europe and its allies mourn the tragic and historic terror attacks in Brussels, President Obama made it clear that his trip to Cuba would continue virtually uninterrupted. On his first appearance since the terror attacks, the president spent a whopping 51 seconds addressing the carnage in Belgium without, of course, uttering the words Islamic terrorism before moving on to his prepared remarks about U.S.-Cuba relations. And then later in the day, he had something really important to do. He attended a Major League Baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team, and he was doing the wave. Meanwhile, all three GOP presidential candidates took the news of terror attacks seriously. Donald Trump addressed the attacks in multiple interviews. Ted Cruz and John Kasich both held press conferences. So as the November elections, well, they can't come soon enough. Are we now ready for a real leader?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
They're not going anywhere, and they need to be dealt with. They're your blinds. They're ugly, but you can quickly and easily replace them yourself thanks to Blinds.com. And with Blinds.com and their free professional design consultation, you get free samples, free shipping, and you can get brand new custom blinds in minutes
and you're going to save up to 30% of what you'd pay at retail. And now through March 31st, just use the promo code Hannity. When you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. You can't get a better deal anywhere. That's blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The explosions that rocked a publicly accessible part of Brussels' main airport reignites a debate over whether airports can be better secured and at what cost to travel. Most developed world airport checks have focused on keeping weapons and bombs off planes, subjecting passengers and luggage to screening before being allowed to proceed to gates. That leaves public spaces at the airport before those checks largely accessible by anyone. After years of lobbying by animal rights activist Giorgio Armani has agreed to stop using fur in all of its products. Armani says in a statement that new technologies make it unnecessary to engage in cruel practices. Armani joins Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and Ralph Lauren in switching to synthetic alternatives. If you can't make it to a concert by your favorite recording artist, the concert can make it to you. Through the website nugs.net, you can see artists' recordings of their shows. On Wall Street, futures indicating a little changed open. And that's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning, 624, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, WTAW. 11-year-old Minnesota boy. That'd be like a year younger than the girl who pinched the guy. The
okay.
But okay, so the 11-year-old Minnesota boy in hot water after driving without a license. Of course, he could be tall for his age. You don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. But it does get a little bit stranger than that. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office said kid took a cement mixer truck on a joyride. Cops tried to pull him over. He led him on a chase hitting speeds of 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
It takes some real estate to get one of those things going 70.
Yeah.
So he was driving a while. Pursuit continued for an hour before police were able to corner this kid and took him into custody. No injuries reported. Two police vehicles damaged in the chase. The cement truck also caused heavy damage to road surfaces since it traveled several miles without a tire.
Must have put out a spike strip or
guess
something.
Guess so. Full cost of damage being calculated. This kid's a pretty good driver.
I would think. Yeah. At 11?
And yet you know that they don't have automatic transmissions, right? I mean, didn't he have to manually shift that thing?
One would think.
Okay. See, there's a career gone wrong right there. He probably could have been somebody. Now he can't get a commercial driver license probably for the rest of his life because he did that. But, man, and was that the only available thing? Was he like a Bob the Mixer or whatever that kid's
Bob the
book?
Builder?
Yeah, Bob whatever, you know, and... But his mom used to read him a book about the cement mixer, and he wanted to grow up and steal one.
Can we steal it? Yes, we can.
Ackland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. As the bard wrote, hell hath no fury like... Well, not what you think in this case. How about hell hath no fury like an old man? Somebody get this guy some Metamucil and a few new tennis balls for his walker. He needs a break. Last week, an 86-year-old man in Millville, New Jersey, was at home by himself when a 46-year-old female burglar broke into his home. Now, she broke in at about 9:30. The guy confronted her and kept her from leaving, and they started going at it for the rest of the day. You see, every time she tried to leave, the old man would block the door, and they'd go back at it again. He couldn't call the cops because she had ripped the phone out of the wall. Finally, after 7.5 hours of brawling, the man's son came home and found his father pinning down the intruder, broke it up, and called 911. Both the lady and the old man needed treatment at the hospital from the all-day brawl. The feisty old fella had cuts and bruises and a few broken bones. He had inflicted cuts, bruises, and broken ribs on the intruder. Apparently, he's doing well. She, however, has been arrested for burglary, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon. That is one feisty 86-year-old man. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 628. Let's have a look at the wind. Well, the wind, it's amazing. The wind just continues to go on and on and on after yesterday. Actually, got here about 10 o'clock in the morning, which is a little earlier than we had planned, and we'll have breezy conditions again today. Winds out of the south at 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. High today will be about 78 degrees. We do have a 50-50 chance of showers tonight with a low around 52. And then breezy again tomorrow, about 67 for our high temperature, and wind still up at about 25 miles an hour. For Friday, it's sunny and a high probably around 71, so that should be nice. Saturday is 77. 30% chance of rain on Saturday night. Sunday morning, if you're doing the Easter thing, then that will be probably, if we have any thunderstorms, it'll be after 1 in the morning on Saturday night. And then Sunday, we have a 40% chance of showers and a high around 73. So the temps continue to be nice, and the wind will be up at least for another couple of days out there. And currently, we have 65 degrees.
You know when you meet someone and they kind of give you the creeps? It's usually their body language, and it's important to know how to read it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates?
At creditrepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at creditrepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-935-1544. That's 800-935-1544. Again, 800-935-1544. 800-935-1544.
To some degree, you already know how to read body language. Every human being does.
Our species assesses for danger first, and then assesses for hierarchy second, and then we look for other things like emotions and so forth.
Former FBI Special Agent Joe Navarro, author of the book What Every Body Is Saying.
And that's why sometimes we'll be in a room with someone and they make us really uncomfortable. And it may be because they're a predator and our brains are detecting the fact that this person may be a threat.
And we need to listen to those messages.
That's what Gavin DeBecker was talking about in his book, The Gift of Fear, that our limbic brain is designed to preserve us. And it detects danger. If you don't feel comfortable on a date, getting into a car, getting into an elevator, just get out. Because your brain is actually communicating to you that something's wrong. For instance, social predators stare at us longer than the average person. That we react to that is absolute. It makes us uncomfortable. We should never turn that off, ever.
Body language is very accurate, and Joe says it's very hard to fake it.
And that's why we have both a true smile and a false smile. A true smile pulls up towards the eyes. It's very difficult to fake. A fake smile is the one that we often use socially, pulls towards the ears.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council spent most of last night's meeting discussing a million-dollar plan to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex.
A vote to postpone action until the next meeting followed more than 1 hour of council questions to staff and consultants of what could be an $18 million project. Consultant Charles Burdett, after he was asked what they would provide for $435,000 to complete the first part of the design, said that includes meeting stakeholders.
We'll have a staff of 8 to 10 people at every meeting we do. We will go into homes, into churches, into neighborhoods, into the Little Leagues. Every single Little League organization will be interviewed. We will find out what the community really wants.
City Manager Keene Register told the council he has to figure out how to pay for the unbudgeted expense.
It's not going to hurt us this year. It's that 4 and 5 years out where we have to now go make a change because that puts us below the reserve requirement. So this will give us a chance to figure out how we could pay for it using our one-time revenues and some other sources.
Before taking up BRAC, the council, without discussion, unanimously approved improvements at Travis Field, the home park of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball. The city's share, $335,000, is also unbudgeted. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Those interested in the future boundaries of College Station schools will have two opportunities to share their opinions with the school board. After the forums on April 6th and 12th, the board will meet on the 19th to name who will be on the Boundary Adjustment Committee and set the parameters the committee can consider. The board will also decide on the 19th whether boundaries will change for 5th through 8th grades only or expand it through high school. Board Vice President Jeff Harris says he wants to know, among other things, when College Station High School would reach its current capacity and the cost of a Phase 2 addition.
I want to know some idea of where the breakdowns are on the UIL classifications. How do we know when we have a bigger school that has less opportunity for the kids? Bigger schools, there's less opportunity for the kids. When does it get too big? I also thought, well, you know, we realize a lot of advantages by having all of these schools, R2 plus Bryan, all in the same classification.
The boundary changes are to accommodate CSISD's third intermediate school, which opens in the fall of 2017, and the opening of the third middle school in the fall of 2018. What changes may be made in public transportation locally over the next 5 years is the subject of a study involving the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services.
This is something that Brazos Transit District has wanted to do for quite some time, and they were able to obtain funding for it, and so now it's happening.
The interim director of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization, Bart Benthel, says they were hired by the Transit District to administer the study.
Over the past decade or so, we've seen a larger than usual growth in population here in the Brazos Valley, and we're going to be looking at different route structures, you know, different ways of serving the public so that Brazos Transit District can maximize their service to the community.
The study includes two public open houses on Thursday from 1 until 4 on the campus at the Memorial Student Center and from 5:30 until 7 in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage. You can also leave your opinions online. Those locations are on our website at WTAW.com. Residents of one residential subdivision south of College Station returned to the Brazos County Commission asking for relief from semis and other big trucks using one of their streets as a shortcut into another subdivision. Commissioners delayed action on the truck ban on a portion of Nantucket Drive and all of Harper's Ferry Road until they get a legal opinion whether the county could enforce it. For the second straight week, Marie Wolf was among residents in Nantucket who wants trucks taking a different route getting in and out of Indian Lakes.
And it's not just for Nantucket. Indian Lakes has a serious safety issue. God forbid, like I said, a fire, 18-wheelers, anything. They have no other way in or out.
Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, who said the county has a truck ban posted in another subdivision, also said he was meeting with College Station officials today about extending Mesa Verde and Indian Lakes Drive. After discussion, the truck ban, commissioners approved plans for the final plat of future homes to be built in Indian Lakes. County Judge Dwayne Peters said they could not make it conditional on adding streets in and out of Indian Lakes. A former Milam County probation officer gets probation after pocketing money paid by those he supervised that was meant for restitution. 50-year-old Ronald Floyd, who pleaded guilty to theft by a public servant, was ordered to pay back $8,000 and pay a $2,500 fine. Investigators are still trying to determine how much money Floyd stole over a period of several years. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Hi there, welcome to Toyota. We've got amazing deals on a bunch of awesome vehicles during our One for Everyone sales event.
One for Everyone?
That's right.
Good thing I brought everyone.
Really?
Yep. Kamiko's my BFF, Darren's her boyfriend, Jillian's my sister, she's dating Liam, who used to date Teresa, but they're still friends. Strange, huh? Thomas over there is my coworker. His cousin Izzy gets us into all the hottest places, and Casey, well, he just showed up one day, but he's cool.
While Kamiko and Darren could get 0% APR financing, killer lease deals for Jillian and Liam, tons of inventory for his friend, Teresa. Thomas gets super low monthly payments, awesome incentives for cousin Izzy, and Casey and the whole gang get Toyota Care.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks. You got room for one more in your posse?
Absolutely.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now, but this event ends April 4th. Hurry in today. During Toyota's One for Everyone sales event, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a $500 subvention bonus or $1,500 customer cash on a new 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4416.
Good morning. It's 6:40, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy, breezy, and warm for today. High temperatures will be somewhere between 75 and 80 before the day is over. We could see an isolated shower. There's a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this evening, otherwise breezy overnight with lows of 50 to 55. Clearing, breezy, cooler tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night will drop to 45. Friday looks nice with abundant sunshine and high temperatures between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were ready to go from the start.
Oh boy, were they. That's Coach Rob Childress from the A&M baseball team. They shellacked A&M Corpus Christi 13-3. We'll have more on Aggie baseball. Aggie football got back to practice after spring break. The Stars clinched the playoffs and more, all coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
So obviously ISIS claimed responsibility for the terrorist attacks in Brussels.
And Nero fiddled.
No, he didn't. He went to a baseball game.
That's what I meant.
Well, that was important.
They cannot defeat America. They can't. They don't produce anything. They don't have a message that appeals to the vast majority of Muslims or the vast majority of people around the world. What they can do is scare and make people afraid and disrupt our daily lives and divide us. And as long as we don't allow that to happen, we're going to be okay.
Divide us? Divide us. Okay. Yeah, they divided some people into pieces in the airport. So, yeah, they can divide us. But he had really good seats at the game, so I guess that's why he didn't want to leave.
Yeah, right next to Raul Castro, somebody who also has killed people.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not that I'm bitter about it.
Well, the visual of him getting on Air Force One and returning because there was a tragedy in Europe, I think would have been a little bit better than staying to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play a baseball
the
game.
Buccaneers. The Buccaneers.
Whatever they're called.
The Rays.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, them
those
too.
Them too.
Yeah, okay.
Today's attacks in Brussels underscores that this is a war. This is not an isolated incident. This is not a lone wolf. This is a war with radical Islamic terrorism. ISIS has declared jihad on Europe and on the United States of America.
Huh. What sounds more presidential to you? I kind of go with the second guy. That was Ted Cruz, by the way.
Yeah.
So Ted Cruz won. Speaking of him, Ted Cruz...
He shellacked him in Utah.
He did. Well, I guess that may have been a thing. Trump just decided he wasn't even going to go out there because
I think that's true.
He had no shot at that. So, anyhow, he wins really big there. So Trump wins Arizona, and John Kasich in Arizona got fewer votes than Marco Rubio. Which is kind of like losing to a dead man. You know what I'm just saying?
So, in essence, he got almost as many votes there as I did.
Exactly. Pretty close. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess you probably know Marco Rubio is not even in the race anymore, but that's there. So, we'll speak to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. There is word that House Speaker Paul Ryan will deliver a speech on Capitol Hill today.
A boot?
About the state of American politics. And aide tells The Hill, the speaker will talk about how, in a confident America, we can elevate political debates to inspire and unite people. Oh, good. Let's hear unite. That's the same thing that Hillary said yesterday and the same thing the president said. So let's be using the word unite. That's really good. Some Republicans have suggested Ryan might be a possible presidential candidate who could unify Republicans at a contested convention. However, he's repeatedly shot that down. Now, in the meantime...
Until he doesn't.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, he talked about Trump and the KKK thing. 2 weeks ago, and he said, I hope I don't have to speak about this again. But wait a minute, he did a week later, talking about the violence in Trump's rallies. And so today, he's going to talk again. He's going to be speaking to really Republican and Democrat interns on Capitol Hill, contrasting his message with the angry and strident rhetoric of Donald Trump. Basically, what he's going to say to them is, hey, we got a pretty good gig going here, so if you guys want one of these little cush intern jobs that might lead you to having a seat in the big House or Senate, let's make sure Donald Trump doesn't get in there because he seems to want to upset our system that we got going on. What I find strangest of all, a guy named Steny Hoyer, okay? Steny Hoyer is the lead dude over on the Democrat side of the House.
Yep.
Steny Hoyer is saying it would be bad if Donald Trump were elected. Steny Hoyer is saying that the Republicans would lose seats in the House if Donald Trump's elected. Now, when you got the other guy over there, that guy,
giving you advice,
telling you that Donald Trump will hurt your party, tell me that they're not circling the wagons. I mean, they all feel like the gravy train could be stopping.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like that, so we'll see. Nudie Poo Gingrich says that he has not talked to Donald Trump about having a gig in any Trump administration.
I wouldn't mind seeing Newt on a cabinet.
Well, yeah. He said
he's a smart guy.
He is, like an elf on the shelf. a Newt on the cabinet. Anyway, so we'll...
It'd be a Newt in a suit.
That's right. So we'll see. He said they have not had that conversation. He's got to finish winning the nomination and then beat Hillary.
Well, you know, he got the endorsement from Carson, so Carson's in the cabinet somewhere.
Well, it's your
Health and Human Services Surgeon General or something.
And then Fat Boy from New Jersey, he'll be in there too. Anyway, Hillary Clinton will use today's address at Stanford to discuss counterterrorism. Her campaign says the speech will highlight how now is the time for steady leadership when we must stand in solidarity with our European allies and respond firmly to defeat ISIS.
Benghazi.
Oh, quit it. That's just mean spirit.
Benghazi.
Don't remind people about that.
Benghazi.
Well, and she was just Secretary of State anyway. Even if that had never happened, you know, she really didn't prove herself
to be
adequate.
It didn't really fix
anything
on your watch.
Yep. Nope. Anyway, that's that. And again, we'll talk to the congressman in about 45 minutes.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 26th, it's all about range and pasture grasses. We'll discuss identification, value, and how to produce more of the right species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our landscapes reflect our personalities. If you're a cheerful soul with a happy outlook on life, let your landscape show it. If you're happy and you know it, let your landscape show it. Go out of your way to bring your loves and your dreams into your gardens. Put a little magic in your landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's M-U-E-L-L-E-R www.mueller.inc.com or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Okay, so you're trying to put a little of your own personality, a little magic into your landscape. One of the ways to do so is to include color in your garden design. You can buy instant color in any garden center in town. Large potted transplants and flowering hanging baskets can be used for spots of sudden color. Buy 4-inch potted transplants in full bud, preferably not yet in bloom for most types. They will establish most quickly and give you the best possible show. Encourage them to grow and flourish by fertilizing and water them regularly. And, of course, start out with really great soil when you plant them. Then, when they're tired and almost finished, pull them out. Replace them with the next round of bloomers. You want to put one or two pieces of garden art in strategic spots in your landscape. It may be nothing more than a birdbath or a sundial, or it could be a decorative trellis or street lamp. Be sure it fits into its surroundings, both in terms of scale and feel. Buy for quality, and in most cases, buy for simplicity. If you collect things, put that collection to work in your landscape. Maybe it's weather vanes, or perhaps it's rustic, handcrafted bird feeders. Unless they're very valuable, put them all out to enjoy. Landscape lighting gives a second entire look to your garden. In fact, many times you hardly recognize it as being the same garden area when it's cloaked in night lighting. Professional lighting engineers know how to highlight the most important accent points of your plantings. If you're doing a small landscaping project, do it yourself. But if you're doing something more involved, consider hiring a pro. Either way, it takes very little time to make a major change in your landscape's appearance after the sun goes down. You want to watch for ideas in landscaping embellishments as you drive around town. There is no license. There's no permission required on creativity. When you see things you really like, see if they would fit into your garden. Take photos of them. Take them home and employ those great ideas. Good ideas are just passed along from gardener to gardener, and you can do some wonderful things to bring that magic into your landscape. After all, it needs to reflect your personality. When we give you landscaping advice, it's nothing more than advice. You can choose to accept it or reject it. Your landscape needs to be a part of you. I'm Neil Sperry. Getting growing in ground covers will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. The number two Texas A&M baseball team notched a 13-3 win over A&M Corpus Christi in a 7-inning contest at Olsen last night. It marked the 18th consecutive home win and the 24th consecutive midweek victory for the Maroon and White. Aggie coach Rob Childress attributed the success over the Islanders to yet another hot start.
We were ready to go from the start, and offensively, like you said, I mean, we took 75 pitches from their starter in two innings and basically took them out of the game from an offensive standpoint from the first two innings on.
Speaking of strong starts, the Aggies have scored in the first inning for the fourth consecutive game. A&M returns to action on Thursday as they host number 13 LSU for a three-game series at Olsen. The guys are now 19-2. First pitch Thursday at 6:02, then 8 o'clock on Friday, and 2:04 on Saturday. All the action for Aggie baseball is on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Aggie football returned from spring break and picked up where they left off with practice number 7. The quarterback position is wide open again this spring, but in an unusual twist, so is another member of the backfield, and this time it's an embarrassment of riches.
We got more running backs this spring than we've had since, I don't know, anywhere. So we got 5 guys back there in spring football, which we haven't had that. I don't know that we've had that anywhere I've ever been. Spring.
The next time you can see the guys is April 1st for their Friday Night Lights football scrimmage at Kyle Field. It will be open to the public. On the links, freshman Chandler Phillips finished as a runner-up in the Valspar Collegiate Invitational. A&M men's golf claimed a share of third place at the Floridian Golf Course. A&M women's golf team is tied for second after 36 holes at the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational at the Caneo Clipper Golf Course, shooting even par. Navasota ISD has named Patrick Goodman its new athletic director and high school football coach. Goodman served as the head basketball coach for the past 6 years and was part of the football program for the last 11 seasons as the defensive secondary coach. In the NBA, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double and helped the Thunder beat the Houston Rockets 111-107. On the ice, Vernon Fiddler scored 2 of Dallas's 4 goals in the first period as the Stars clinched. Here's Roger Emmerich with more.
Stars beat the defending Stanley Cup champ Blackhawks to clinch a playoff spot.
And the horn will sound, and the Dallas Stars have now earned themselves a playoff position. They win here tonight 6-2.
Coach Lindy Ruff's Stars have won three straight and lead the Western Conference with eight games to play.
We put ourselves in a position that allowed us to clinch this early, and I mean, clinching is really important. But now it's, moving on and making sure our game's in the right place. And we've been playing some good hockey lately.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
Dallas stretched its win streak to three games and improved to 4-1 against Chicago. In spring training baseball, Derek Norris hit a two-run home run, doubled two more in, and San Diego Padres walloped the Rangers 17-5. Carlos Correa hit his third home run of the spring, and the Stros beat the Atlanta Braves 8-7. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where most of the top 64 players in the world start the five-day Dell Match Play Championship in Austin. World number one Jordan Spieth is the top seed and opens up against Jamie Donaldson, where Rory McIlroy, defending champ, plays his first match against Thorbjørn Olsen. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
They said they'd be here at 7:30. They were here at 7:30. Very good guys. Very, very efficient. They were in and they were out. They did their work. They cleaned up behind themselves. He told us everything they were going to do, what they needed to do, and the cost of it. They even helped us arrange financing, which was great because it was a costly job. We had a lot done. I would definitely recommend them to my family and friends, and I already have. My sister-in-law's already called them.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
About a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So usually if a shark shows you all his teeth, you're not going to live to tell about that one. Not the case, though, for retiree Kenneth Wayne McWilliams. He's 58 years old, scuba diver. He's scuba diving near Jupiter, Florida. When he came upon a shark that looked very similar to Bruce from Finding Nemo, if you remember that. Shark almost seemed to smile.
Fish are friends, yes, not food.
Exactly. His biggest grin right there for the camera. Experts say it was a lemon shark, which is the friendliest shark on the planet. I didn't know,
what?
Didn't know we were using the word friendly to describe the shark, but nonetheless, and although they can grow big, like as big as 10 feet, they usually do not attack humans. So Kenneth Wayne McWilliams, nice enough to post it out there on the internet. If you ever really wanted to see a smiling shark, now's your chance to do that. Let's have a look at some weather. Continues to be windy out there. The weather's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Yeah, it is a spectacular.